When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Happy Monday. Oh, my goodness.
Gregory,
oh,
Chris,
yeah.
what's happening, guys?
Everybody?
Nah, not much, man.
Oh yeah.
Chris has a badass sweatshirt on. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, man. The old PMA right there.
I need to get a new one because the pocket's ripping.
Oh,
what did you do?
I caught it on the fucking door.
Using and abusing, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That means you're wearing it a lot. It's a good thing. Guys, it's Monday. Glad to have you all here, man. It's nice, dude. It's kids are back in school. Spring break is now officially over.
You know what I'm saying? Look at that.
Yeah, it was a good spring break, man. It was nice, dude. I got some stuff done. Kids got caught up on work and shit, so we went to Disney, obviously, and we had a bunch of, they were backed up on homework. And
yeah.
Yesterday, we went out to Congress Avenue.
Ooh, okay.
South Congress, and spent all day out there. It was freaking beautiful outside,
It was
dude.
Really nice.
Oh, my God.
What is Congress Avenue?
South Congress Ave, man. It's
there's like where all like the shopping and shops and yeah, like, there's like restaurants.
Kind of like commerce or something.
No. You know, it's just like a really like, it's always packed.
Yeah.
It's always really busy. There's like, a lot of vintage shops, a lot of like really good food, a lot of Saturday market, Sunday market stuff going on. There's a church and they had like speakers on the street and shit and they were like rapping about God and it was rad.
They're rapping?
Yeah, free barbecue. They were rapping.
Dango.
And they were talking about like being saved and shit and they
hold on.
Can
the
I
church,
get an amen? Give
the
me
church
a J.
Had
oh yeah, Jesus.
A PA system, right?
On the street.
On the street.
Mm-hmm.
And were rapping.
Yeah.
And giving out free barbecue.
Yeah, they were rapping. It was super loud. Like it was just cuz like
were they good?
Yeah, it was all right, dude. I mean, listen, it's no Lil Wayne or something, but no, it was
wait,
good.
So hold on, were they white preachers?
No,
because then it gets weird.
No.
It's why like is that weird? You racist?
It's like the white old man trying to rap. He's
no.
Can I get an amen? Yes.
No.
Hello, brother. Come on up here.
What's
yes.
cool is it's
here
super
we go,
like
jiggy jiggy. Oh, yeah.
South by Southwest ended right, so that's over.
Oh,
South
yeah,
by
yeah,
Southwest
yeah.
is officially, I believe, over at this point. But like when you walk down there, it's really nice. It's like there's a lot of people, a lot of food, and then like just you got buskers and shit all over the place, and you have these amazing like I found some really cool spots I'd never seen before, like bars and stuff that were really neat. But no, they were rapping, and then like we walked by and they had this barbecue pit right next to it on the street corner.
Oh yeah,
and they were smoking stuff and had brisket and shit, and the guy's like, yeah, you guys want some free water and shit, and. Like, oh, there was so much free water. Like, we were just walking around. People had, like, bottles. And there was,
you got to
like,
have free water, right?
Well, they're repping companies, you know. Like, hey, you guys want a free bottle from such and such company? My daughter got the sticker that was like yay big, and it was Chuck Norris holding the bottle of water. She thought it was super cool, dude.
I get you.
Saw this really amazing band. That was the other thing that I thought was really cool was we were walking around, and there was this band, and I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but they were performing. They were busking, basically.
Was it called Getting Jiggy with Jesus? Something like that?
No, it wasn't Getting Jiggy with Ashes and Arrows.
Ashes and Arrows.
They're from...
Dude, that sounds familiar.
Well, they're newer. I mean, you maybe think like From Ashes to New or something like that, but Ashes and Arrows, three-piece band. Mm. Religious, I'm guessing, to some extent, but very, like, cool. Like, amazing vocals, dude. And we just sat there and took a break and watched them perform. They had that little box, you know, and they were playing drums.
Oh, yeah, like playing drums on the bucket or whatever.
Yeah, three guys, two on acoustic, man, just ripping it, bro. It was just one of those days where it was just beautiful out, good music, had amazing food at I can't remember, the Dottie's, Hop Dottie's Burgers, which is one of the best I've had, man. They were so good. It's the second time we've been there. But no, it was beautiful, man. It was just like that last day.
Wait, you went down to this place and you went somewhere you'd already been?
Oh, for sure.
Why didn't you go somewhere new?
Oh, my God.
Listen, bro, you haven't had that burger yet. it's really, really good food, and there's tons of food, but it was very busy. And they just have a good setup to where you can get in and out really quick and get some good
Hop
food.
And Dottie's, that's what it's called?
Hop Dottie's. Hop Dottie's, Hop Dottie. Man. They are fantastic, bro. Like, really, really good. But anyways, beautiful day, man. It was just a good day. Went to the record store. Just hung out, dude. It was nice to get outside all day long. And then before that, we had your daughter's birthday, which was awesome. We went to a brewery. Then we went to a trampoline park.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah. Drugu is 2 years old now.
Two years old, man.
The terrible twos. Let them begin.
Oh, man. It was fun. It was a fun park, dude. I almost accidentally, like, killed Chris's daughter with Chris. Yeah, they had these, the trampoline park, obviously, but they have this section where they have, like, these, you know, walk.
Yeah, you know when you stand on the beam and you can, like, hit each other with the things?
American
and, like,
Gladiator
and,
shit.
Yeah.
Yes, jousting.
Yeah, me and Dave were doing that.
Yeah.
And then we started going out, and as soon as we started, Drew, like, ran up and was, like, climbing up on the beam behind me.
Yep.
And Dave hit me, and then Ash goes, "Look out!" So I turn. And I seen her there, and I, like, jumped, and I flew, like, 10 feet off the fucking thing.
He flew, hit a chair, knocked over a barrier. I got to be honest with
turned
you.
Turned into freaking WWF.
Really. Yeah, like, well,
it was my fault. It was
I may have been able to save myself, but as soon as I turned, Ash screamed, and I seen her there, so I thought I was going to go, like, right on top of her.
Yeah.
So I jumped, and it just catapulted me.
I didn't know she was there. I want to make very clear. Well, it's funny.
Hey, little kids are like, you know, little bugs. They just climb all over the
they
place.
They do.
Like, wait, what's this one doing?
The kids
over here?
Were on there, and they were going at it and shit. And then my wife gets up, right? She starts fucking clubbing kids off. And I was like, fuck this. So I go up there, and I fucking whip her off, dude. And I'm beating everybody, you know what I'm saying? And no one can take me down, bro. And I was like, yes. And then I got off, and Chris gets up. And then I hear Ash say, Chris and Dave need to go. And I saw red. I don't know what was happening, but I was like, I'm the fucking king of this fucking thing. So I fucking run up on that thing like a beast and just hit him. And I didn't realize.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize she was there either.
Yeah.
And it's like, she like knew exactly the perfect timing to fuck everything up. Because as soon as we went at each other, she runs up and starts climbing, and Ash screams, and I immediately was distracted, and then I flew.
Yeah, I called it was a draw because it wasn't a fair hit. I mean, it was a fair hit, but he couldn't catch his bounce. So we don't know.
It wasn't a fair fight.
It wasn't. Well, she ruined. I mean, she ruined it. Let's just be real. She ruined
it. She ruined it.
She ruined it. She got in the way. You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday! Get the fuck out of here!
You ruined it.
Yeah. So, no, we went to a brewery. It was all right. It was
right on, dude.
Yeah, it was good, right, man. It was fun, but it was nice. It's cold that day.
I installed my first light switches.
Ooh, over
the weekend.
You're getting real fancy, Greg.
I've been doing a lot of electrical work at my house. I put in some new plugs.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
And some new Luxor light switches.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Those dimmable ones.
Yeah.
Okay. I like how you give us the name of the brand. It's like the Luxor Hotel in
Vegas. I should have started it with, hey, I had a three-way this weekend with a light switch.
Multiple three-ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. No sparking, no fires yet. That's a positive.
Yes. Everything's hunky dory.
Once you actually do it, doing like all the switches and all that stuff, that's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you get into a situation where you have things tied into the same thing, that gets complicated. Yes. But you know where those are. You know what I'm saying? Which is cool, man. I'm glad you're doing that.
Getting that wire and all that shit.
Basement locked up. You know what I'm saying? Getting it all nice and finished.
Yeah, basement's pretty good. I still have to get shit out of the garage, and then I'm going to be putting up a wall in the basement bathroom.
Okay.
And then after that's put up, then I put the little cabinet and the toilet in, and then, or the trim, and then we're going to put the toilet in. But
nice,
it's coming along quite nicely.
Oh, yeah.
We had our first experience with a cockroach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Just one?
One. And it was huge.
What do they say? Like, where you find one cockroach, there's probably 100,000.
You know what? Here's the thing. Somewhere.
Well, right? There's probably more.
Well, here's the deal. I'll tell you this. Like, moving to Texas, that was the thing, right? There's fire ants and there's cockroaches, bro.
There's fire ants everywhere.
And so it's just it's a thing. It's a thing here. So there's a lot of pest control. Everybody keeps up with their shit. You know what I'm saying? We're renting.
But apparently there's killer bees too. But
we'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah. But no, I've been pretty diligent about looking under cabinets and shit. Because we're renting, we don't have a bunch of stuff in the cabinets like we normally would in our house. So I've been keeping an eye out. But the kids they kept the garage door open and shit. And it was just in the front entry of our house. And it was just on the ceiling. We have, 10-foot ceilings, right? So I'm looking at this thing. My wife's freaking out. And I look at it. And I'm like, fuck, that thing's a fucking giant, dude. It was like.
How big was it?
Oh, it was at least 2 inches, if not bigger. I mean, 2 or 3 inches. It was fat, bro. It was fat. So I had a box in the garage, like a tall box from like a cabinet that I built. And I just fucking. And you could hear the thing, like every bone. It doesn't
you crunched
have bones.
It?
Oh, hell
right
yeah.
Up on the ceiling?
It didn't get goop on the ceiling. It just, I heard the crack and then it fell. And it's laid on its back and its legs, came up.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that thing was this fucking tall, dude, with its legs. It was huge. And
did
I was
you
like,
eat it?
I could have. It was as big as a New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was.
Well, that's what they
nice
want you
filet.
To do. Now, right?
Yeah, you just smoke it, and then that's what the government wants from us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
free
did
food.
It look like, did it look like the bicep muscle that Kyle Rittenhouse shot off that one Antifa member?
Yeah. It kind of did.
Like a filet of bicep just laying there?
I mean, you could see it. You know what I'm saying? But my wife ended up, Dee, who's our listener, Megan, right? Yeah. We hang out with them and whatnot. But she ended up texting her and was like, is this normal? And she's like, yeah, I mean, like cockroaches, they happen. You know what I'm saying? Like it's right for the environment. She also just said, be careful about scorpions. That's the one that you got to watch out for. Is don't leave your shoes outside on the ground because the scorpions get
great.
It. So yeah, it is what it is. My first experience.
Well, do you guys have like your work shoes, like your work, just your outside shoes? Don't you leave those out in your garage?
Outside shoes?
No.
No.
Yeah, like you don't have like just like, hey, I these are my work shoes or like work boots.
No,
steel-toed
I go, what's my dirtiest shoes?
No, I have flip-flops, Crocs that I'm wearing right now, and my Vans.
Yeah.
I get you.
You buy work shoes?
Dude, I have steel toes. Okay. I brought them home from my nice. Old job, but yeah.
Okay. So, you really get into the role, Greg.
I know. I go full safety
construction
mode,
Greg.
Go,
oh, my God.
I got the safety glasses. I'm going, okay. I'm like Ty Pennington over here, okay?
Golly. That's pretty fucking funny, dude.
Ty Pennington.
Dude, that's good. That's good. You know what? There's nothing wrong with that. It's good to have good work boots. I don't. I just get some.
I used to have some. I actually didn't have work boots, though. They were like tennis shoes that had steel toe in them.
That's what these are. It's like they're like tennis shoes. It's like there's orange on them and shit. So it's like,
I hear you.
It's not like they're legit work boots, but
Mine were $110.
Oh yeah, they're expensive.
But my work bought them for me.
It's good. Well, we'll do that now.
But as soon as they decided they were going to fire everybody, I threw those fuckers in the garbage. Said fuck
why?
You. Because it reminded me of them, and I said, "Fuck you!"
Man.
You got to bring them home, dude. That's what I did.
Nope, threw them in the garbage.
You leave the job, and you go.
I mean,
taking my fucking shoes.
Good for you.
Scott's decided to buy me boots and then fire me. Fuck you! I'm throwing these in the garbage and waste your money.
Hmm. Wow!
You should have took a shit in them and put them right back on their porch. You
should have. Took a shit on them and then lit them on fire on their porch.
Dude, that's great.
Not with the boots, Dad.
He called the poop shit.
All right,
he called
guys,
the shit poop or whatever.
Before we get rolling too hard, let's just talk about a couple things, guys. Patreon, we love you guys to death. We had our call-in show Friday. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
We got Zoom party coming up soon.
Listen, we had a new caller this Friday.
We did.
What was his name? He loved Flat Earth. Was his name?
I can't remember his name. Oh, that's such a bummer, dude.
Ned?
That was two Fridays ago. That was two
his name
Fridays.
Wasn't Ned.
Ned?
No, I'm talking about Al. Like when Al faked the
William. Oh. Al disguised himself as William.
Yes, William. Mm. Our buddy William. Flat Earth Al, guys. You know Flat Earth Al. No, we had some new people on. It's always fun when you get new people on there. So if you guys want to subscribe to that, $5 or $10 a month gets you, you know, different options. But we have Brass Tack shows. We have Greg Strangeshawna, which we're going to show a clip of, a recent one. And we also do Friday call-in shows, and then the last Friday of every month we do Zoom Party, which is a riot, 2 hours roughly of just
talking. It's coming up.
It's coming quick. But Greg, you have a Strangeshawna clip. You have a new like little mini series, if you want to call it that.
Clinton body count. I'm doing the Clinton body count series, baby, and I'm going through each one of the suspicious deaths.
Yeah.
And now these are all conspiracies, right? Conspiracies. Yeah. That we're examining what's going on here. What is the conspiracy around the Clinton body count? And, you know, what's this all about? And so the first episode was about Christopher Sine, the guy who broke the tarmac story between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. So he wrote a book about it. He went on a Fox and Friends morning show, basically revealed that he and his family have been receiving death threats. They had code words, for God's sakes. Could you imagine having a code word with your kids?
No.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so
weird.
Eventually, he ends up dead from an apparent suicide. Everybody's like, this guy was not suicidal at all. He loved his life. He loved his family.
Well,
I mean, the guy, you know, he was a big football guy growing up, had a lot of support around him. So it just didn't make sense. So,
all right. Well, let's play the clip, man. This is from the last Strangeshawna, and you guys can catch this on Patreon. If you guys like this and you want to sign up, this is a good way to figure out if it's something you're interested
it's
in.
It's going to be a killer series. Get
yes.
It?
Oh, wow.
This is part one of the Clinton body count series, where I will be diving deep into each of the oddest deaths. Christopher Sine. He died in an apparent suicide. Christopher Sine authored a book called Secret on the Tarmac. When you had Bill Clinton meeting with Loretta Lynch for about 20 minutes on board of her Justice Department jet while she was parked in Phoenix, Arizona. In an interview with Fox and Friends, Sine states that he and his family received death threats.
Well, my family received significant death threats shortly after breaking this story.
Now, why was this meeting so freaking important? At the time, Lynch's Department of Justice was investigating then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. It was alleged Bill Clinton wanted to meet with Lynch in private to discuss dropping the investigation into Hillary. About a week after this tarmac meeting, FBI Director Comey, you know what he does? That's right, he concludes that Clinton was extremely careless and recommended that Lynch's Justice Department not pursue criminal charges.
There we go.
There you go.
Strange shot, man.
I mean, it's just, you know, what are the odds that a week after that tarmac meeting, Comey drops the charges?
Yeah, there's more to it. Right. I think everybody understands that. There's definitely more to it, and I'm glad you're breaking that down, man, because I think it's going to be a good series. And she has a count. There is definitely a count. There's many to come, and that is exclusive to Patreon, guys. If you like that kind of stuff, go sign up, get the Brass Tacks, get the Strangeshawna, get those call-in shows, and join the community, because it really is a community.
It's a lot of fun. It's a family, baby.
Also, guys, just another one. We do Pardon My Reaction on YouTube, guys, which we do music reactions. If you want to get away from politics for a minute and just have some fun with some music, me and Chris do the Pardon My Reaction channel, which is doing very well, and do all kinds of different songs. We did Up Church today and Atreyu's new song, which was fantastic. And you guys,
dude,
can go.
I listened to The Periphery over the weekend because that Atropos, that one that I told you guys to like.
Yep.
It's like that weird kind of like
it was
apocalyptic
weird.
Video.
Yeah, it was weird.
I'm obsessed with that. The freaking ending part.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dude,
yeah, that video, we broke that down, and there's some stuff in there. If you guys like conspiracy or governmental shit, like if you actually stop it on certain frames of that, you can actually see writing that's pretty interesting. But we really enjoy it, guys. We do that Monday through Friday, at least two shows a day. You guys can go check that out and join that group, which is a lot of fun. Comment. You can let us know what
it also supports the show, too.
It does support the show, man. Like, it is a arm of the show, just like Strangeshawna is an arm of the show. And trying to diversify, you know what I'm saying? Get a little bit more conspiratorial with some of these Strangeshawnas. Brass Tacks are just quick fixes, you know what I'm saying? Like, quick articles, quick breakdowns. And then, obviously, personal stuff with the when the Zoom parties and the call-in shows. That's where you can ask us personal questions. Most of the time, it's not political, and it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Many different avenues, all great. And we really do want you guys to sign up for that because you know, we're getting beat up by everything, just like a lot of podcasts. And numbers, you know, are up and down all over the place and shadow bans. And so this is an avenue for us to get content out for you. Yes, it is. It costs money, but it supports the show and it supports us and lets us do what we do. So thank you guys that are signed up. Yeah. And if you haven't, go check it out.
Keep it full time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So we do have some fun articles today, though. We do have some interesting shit.
So is Trump getting arrested or is he not getting arrested? Because I see this breaking. Well, wait, this is a Gateway Pundit. It says breaking. Is this all a scam? Now it looks like President Trump will not be arrested Tuesday. Mm-hmm. They're awaiting some sort of source to testify late on Monday.
Yeah.
And wait, so they're basing his arrest off someone else's testimony that hasn't happened yet?
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, this thing's dirty from the get-go, bro. This whole thing's super dirty anyways. I mean, I don't know if he actually will be arrested, but I'll say this. He's using it to his advantage, which he should, right?
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, like, we don't want to see, you know, there will be. If he's arrested, it's going to cause problems. It's going to boast him for sure.
Yeah. So what do you think about his little truth that he put out? Because he said that there was leaks that came out that supposedly they were going to try to arrest him on Tuesday. And he told everybody to go out and protest.
Yeah.
Which I mean, he didn't say riot. He said protest.
Yeah,
right?
True.
But I think he's like kind of getting ahead of the story because I could have seen them just dump this on him and just arrest him out of like a shock and awe type of thing and be like, oh, my God, they just arrested Trump. But now, since he came out with it first, it's kind of like, oh, well, wait a second. Maybe we shouldn't just go arrest him because now everything... I don't know.
Well,
there's two ways to look at it.
I don't think he came out with it first. I seen it on like a news thing before I seen him tweet about it or truth about it.
Well, they're saying he did come out with it first. Oh. They're saying I don't know that.
But he wasn't
true.
The only one either. Apparently, because Putin has a warrant out for his arrest now.
Yeah.
Well,
and apparently the leader of Pakistan, or no, not Pakistan. What's it, Pakistan?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
The ICC issue.
No, there was another. Fuck, I don't remember. Another country. Now the leader came out and said he is going to be arrested this week too.
That's the ICC.
So they're just arresting everybody.
No, the leader said he was, like, personally. It wasn't the ICC coming out and saying they were going. The ICC came out and said they were giving a warrant for Putin.
For Putin, yeah.
What if Trudeau came out? He's like, supposedly I'm supposed to get arrested now too.
Well, he deserves it though. There's a difference, man. Like,
exactly.
That guy does do shit that's, I think, highly illegal. But no, Trump coming out, it's not shocking. And actually, I think it's probably a wise move on his part because, A, he's acknowledging it, and you're right, the ball's now in their court, right? He said, hey, I know this is going down. This is what's happening. And you're right, Greg, that maybe they look back at it and they go, well, shit. The surprise element's not there. Now people are getting prepared for something like this and what's going to happen if it does.
The preparedness is also something that the left can use, too, because it's another January 6th moment. I just saw that they're putting up fencing around New York today.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're mobilizing 700, quote, disorder control riot cops.
Sure.
So, I mean, they're getting ahead of this by being like, oh, look at the big... Oh, we gotta prepare for this big riot that's going to happen. All these Trump supporters are going to cause mayhem.
Do you think that has an impact?
I mean, if you have a bunch of, I mean, we kind of talked about this, where if Trump gets indicted, there's going to be either protests or riots, and then they're going to infiltrate those riots and then make it look like a bunch of MAGA supporters lighting shit on fire.
But I'm saying, do you think that it has an impact on an election? That's what I'm curious about. Like, do you think J6 actually has an impact on this election?
I think if they indict Trump, that's going to guarantee Trump's victory. 100%, dude. I think people will be like, fuck this government. I'm voting for that man no matter what. Because it's proven that they upped the charge.
Like, they did.
They already tried him on this, and it was a misdemeanor. And now you have some federal judge or some shit. He's like raising the charge to a felony.
It was the AG.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that guy.
Yeah. I have this clip from, or not clip, but I have this article from Fox. Trump's expected arrest, the political and power plays behind these legally feeble charges. It just quotes at its core, the case represents an egregious abuse of power and corrupt weaponization of the law for political gain. So bereft any credible evidence, Bragg is contorting the law in a brazen attempt to inflate his case. His actions can constitute serious prosecutorial misconduct. It is the culmination of year-long effort by the district attorney's office to target Trump for something, anything.
Dude, that is the perfect sentence. Contorting the law in a brazen attempt to inflate his case. Yeah. That's exactly what they're doing.
So previous progressive DAs looked at the case and found nothing worthy of going after. Other political figures have looked at the case, found nothing worthy of going after. And yet here we are, even after the statutory, like the not statutory, statutory, you know what, but it's already too late. I mean, this was six, 7 years ago. It's already too late, but they're still going to push forward with it. And that in itself should tell you that this is a hit job more than it is serious.
Well, not only that, but they so basically what they're trying to say is that Trump either used campaign finances to keep Stormy Daniels' mouth shut.
Yeah.
And we all know nothing's keeping that mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
Yeah.
He's a porn star, baby. So what happened, though, is Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney at the time, he got paid. So Trump paid his attorney these legal fees, and then in turn, Michael Cohen used those legal fees to pay Stormy Daniels. But Trump could say, hey, I didn't know anything about this fucking keep your mouth shut thing.
Yeah.
Or he could say, yeah, I did know about it, but I didn't tell him to pay her off. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's...
Either way, he probably knew about the whole, like, what's it called when you pay somebody to keep quiet?
The hush money?
Yeah, the hush money.
Yeah.
He knew about it, but I mean, it's just like everybody has hush money, right?
Well,
isn't that like a common theme?
Well, when you have a lot of money and people are able to make accusations on you, the idea is the fact that, like, especially a Trump figure is probably the most example, but there are other figures that are big, and people will make claims and make accusations, and in order, you know, to not go to court for months at a time and piss money away, a lot of people will say, just take some money and shut up. Like, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's how it works. Now, you can agree with that or disagree with that, but, like, anybody can make anything. Look at Kavanaugh.
Settlements.
Look at Kavanaugh, bro.
Exactly.
Like, you can make a claim on anything, anybody at any time, and then you have to go through court trying to prove that 7 years ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, you didn't do what they're saying that you did, and it becomes this long, drawn-out thing. And so most people are just like, you know what? This chick's out for money or this guy's out for money. Here's fucking $100,000. Just fucking go away. You know what I mean? Like, you're ridiculous. Go away.
Yeah. But isn't it weird? Like, the whole Michael Avenatti, he was the original lawyer for Stormy Daniels. He ended up going to prison.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, for sure.
Right? Because of shit that he did that was illegal. And now you have, like, okay, so that was the legal representation of Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
That just, like, proves you, like, who she's hiring.
Well, listen, all of them are junk, bro. I mean, most of
but
them
But it's
are
like,
junk.
Didn't this shit die years ago?
Well,
this whole lawsuit?
You'd think. I mean, it was all completely disproven all around, like we just said.
Yeah. They just didn't have enough.
Just tells you, they don't have anything, so they have to revive this, misdemeanor and turn it into a felony. Right?
I think it's a last-ditch effort, honestly. I think their thought process is maybe if we arrest him, it'll put a bad taste in people's mouth. Come election time that, oh, he was arrested for this, and that's what they do. They put out a narrative regardless if it's true, but the damage is already done, right? But
I'm surprised they would move this quick on it, because I mean, there's still another year. Like, we're only in 2023. We gotta wait until next year. Let's arrest him next year. Keep him off the campaign trail.
Yeah, but you know the process, bro. Like, obviously, like, I'm always critical on how long shit takes, and maybe they're just trying to get ahead of it so that they can have finalized shit before the election actually happens.
Yeah.
But
I think this emboldens both parties. If you want my honest opinion, this helps Trump. If he's arrested, this helps Trump tremendously. However,
Is there any other way to rally the fucking troops?
Well, but the same argument could be made for the left, right? This is a way to rally their troops, because... Yep. Let's just hypothetically say Trump is arrested. He's indicted, he's arrested, and the charges are brought forth, and now there's a court, or now there's a hearing that's going on about it, right? His fans and followers and even people in the middle are going to be like, no, this is fucking bullshit. Like, we need to stand up against this bullshit, and they're going to go out, and they're going to be ignited, if you will.
Vocal, yes.
But the left will come out and say, this proves why he should not be president, and we need to come out in force to make sure that he's not the, you know, either the nomination the Republican nominee or president of the United States. Because we can't have a criminal abuser in the White House. So they're going to come out in force. But they already hate him. If he's the candidate, okay, let's say he is the candidate, he's the nominee, and he's running against Biden, or if Biden doesn't exist, whoever that next person is, they're going to do the same thing. They already hate him. They're already going to come out against him, no matter who. The Democrats could put up a fucking frog, and they're still going to vote that frog in over Trump because they hate him so much. This ignites that as well.
It's funny because, like, in the bottom of that one Gateway Pundit article, you have Kanakoa's Substack tweet, which Elon Musk kind of replied to, right?
Yeah.
So Kanakoa says, at Elon Musk comments on the two-tiered justice system and ignores the ignores the 459 documented crimes found on Hunter Biden's laptop.
Which is like
140 business crimes, 191 sex crimes, 128 drug crimes. And read what Elon says.
Yeah.
He says, unless I'm missing something, this appears to support the argument that there's a political bias in our justice system.
Yeah.
That is not to presume a guilty verdict or prison, but not bringing this to court at all is hard to explain.
It is hard to explain.
Community notes.
It is very hard to explain. And there's more and more documents coming out where they're analyzing, now that they have records, right, of ties and money coming in and out.
Yeah.
There's, like, a lot more to take very seriously, right? Like, this should be in court.
Well, and who's to say that isn't what this is about in the first place? Let's hurry up. We need to get Trump arrested right now, because now we have banking fucking proof that they're getting paid off by Chinese.
Well, and Hunter might get arrested, dude. And they're trying to get ahead of the story by arresting Trump first.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I just think they want to go after him. I think
they've always been wanting to go after him. Yeah. But now it's like, if there's actual legit shit coming out that they're all corrupt as fuck and it can be proven, I mean, they got their backs against the wall.
Yeah, I mean, listen, no one's above the law. And if somebody does something that is illegal or corrupt, or, you know, they break the law, then they should be prosecuted for it. That includes Trump. The problem with the Trump situation is this has already been looked at. It's already been discussed, and there was nothing there. That's from a
100%.
That's from a DA that was super progressive that looked at this and obviously would loved to have seen something that they could have arrested him for and didn't.
Yeah.
So you have a situation now where they're trying to do this push. Now you got Hunter, who's obviously for years now, it's been big news about his dealings and his father's. Would it be something to have Trump be the nominee, Biden be the nominee, and both be indicted at the same time for situations?
Yeah.
The first time in history you have two presidential candidates. Yeah.
Well, and that's when fling in Big Mike, dude. Big Mike's going to swing in, and she's going to be like,
literally going to swing in.
Yeah.
She's going to be big swinging Mike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If Trump was to be
right now.
Go ahead.
Well, there is there's rumors that's swirling over, like, this Biden family member who received $3 million
from
the CCP linked, like the Chinese Communist Party linked, it's a wire transfer.
Yeah.
And it was like Hunter Biden, he had this associate named John Rob Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a $3 million transfer that went to another Biden. And so everybody's speculating. Well, it was either Haley or it was one of the other, I can't remember her name.
Well, the article I had last Friday that we didn't get to said that Haley was the other person, that she had received multiple transfers within a 3-week period for hundreds of thousands, like 50,000, 100,000.
Yeah. So she was one of them.
Yeah.
But there were four. There were four Bidens.
Yeah.
So it's like this whole family.
Well, I mean, who is it? Hunter, Joe's brother, and Haley. I mean, who else is there? You know what I mean?
That's the question. Who else is there?
That's four. I mean, is there another one?
It sounds like there's another one, dude.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be shocking.
Well, yeah, and they do it how it's always done. It was all transferred to LLCs and then transferred to people after that. And it was just... Mm-hmm. It's a fucking money laundering thing. That's exactly what it is.
Exactly, dude. So I don't know. It's very strange to follow that, because these little stories pop out, right? And it's like, okay, so what's going to happen with this? Will this just kind of slide through the ether and then just everybody will forget about this? You know what I mean?
If it happens, no one's going to forget about this.
But if it happens, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
if it happens. If it doesn't happen, then it's going to be just another fucking news story that got pushed that didn't.
Well, here's the thing. Let me ask you this. Look at it from a different angle for just a second here.
Okay.
Lots of DAs, lots of people want to try Trump at some point in his career. Okay, even as president or even after presidency, there's been multiple people that have been trying to push things to get him indicted, right?
Yeah.
So what if this guy did come out and say, like, yeah, I found this thing and we are going to indict him, because we haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything from him. What if he's making these bold claims that no one knows or no one thinks is actually going to go through, and Trump just takes it and runs with it because he feels like it's a good move on his part to try to show that he's going to be indicted, even though he's not actually getting indicted? Like, it's not going to go far enough for him to actually have this happen.
Yeah, no, I think that it's so what's the question? Is it a good move that Trump
is
did this?
Is he just selling this to get people riled up and get some of that support back?
Could be. Why yeah, wouldn't it's you? A good way to do that, right? Be like, look what they're still trying to do to me, American people. Yeah. Like, they're still trying to arrest my ass. He's the most investigated president of all time.
Yep,
let's
agree.
Be honest.
I agree.
They had, like, he was impeached twice, still found nothing. He was recused of his impeachment. Like, they never went through with it, right? Mm-hmm. They had to withdraw it or something, yeah. Whatever the hell the term is.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's like they had, like, what, the Mueller investigation? Russiagate?
Yeah.
Hello? It's like,
nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know, man. The DA, they say in this article here, says there are a few pesky problems with Bragg's strategy. First, it would have to be shown that Trump himself was involved in falsifying records. Second, Bragg would have to prove that Trump not only understood the complex and convoluted campaign laws that few people comprehend, but that he intended to violate them. Third, which set of campaign laws applies? There's the rub. So,
well, yeah, that's the big one. Intent is always the big
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
At the same time, it's like, bro, he's. Yeah, I look at it both ways. I don't know that he's actually going to get arrested for shit, dude. I mean, that's even he's indicted, or they're saying he's going to be indicted. Like, yeah. I don't know if that's the case. He's starting his campaign. He's hitting Waco on Saturday, which we probably are going to go to, I hope. And so he's starting campaigning, you know, and this is a good way to get his campaign going, you know?
For sure. And like, just to kind of close the door on that new Biden family member who received the $3 million wire, right?
Yeah.
So this is an MSN article from 6 days ago. Just says, who is the unnamed Biden family member who got proceeds from a $3 million wire to Hunter Biden's associate, John Rob Walker, weeks after Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2017. Now, the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer first revealed on Monday that bank records obtained via subpoena implicate, quote, a new Biden family member in the panel's probe of the first son's alleged influence peddling scheme.
Yeah.
And now everybody's kind of speculating, and maybe it is Haley. I think Haley was already known, though.
I don't know. Like, the article I saw said that she, I don't know that, they made it sound like it wasn't really a known thing that she was receiving this money, but either way.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's like a whole family, though. It's like, how deep does this go? Does this just not stop? Like, are there nieces and nephews and freaking grandchildren getting money, too?
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably.
But then you'd have to argue, like, do they even understand where they're getting the money from? I mean, at that
exactly,
point, it's like,
yeah, the intent.
You could give money and just say, hey, here's a gift for you. And it's just another way of laundering money if you really want to go that route. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not putting a lot into this, to be honest with you. I think it's just a lot of chest bumping and, like, you know, Trump's evil and Trump's using it as, like, look, the government's evil and blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Like I said, he's got big campaign things coming up here. He's going to use it to his advantage. It's going to rile his crowd up. And then on the same time, like, these DAs are going to say shit that's, they know they can't do. Even the politicians are going to say shit they know they can't actually get done.
Yeah.
They're just trying to put it in the minds that, like, even if he's not indicted, the people on the left are going to look at it and say, see, he was going to be, though, and
dude,
he was
exactly,
a bad person. You know what I mean? So,
did I just – I bookmarked a video of Uncensored USA, and it's like people downtown in New York, and they're all just kind of there with their American flags out, their Trump flags.
Yeah.
And they're just – they're fucking flooding the streets, dude.
Yeah, they're all out in front of Trump Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, either way, there's going to be people in the streets. There's going to be people ready on both sides, I think.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you could see something happen. I mean, obviously, people are going to be pissed off if it does happen, and we'll see what happens from that point going forward. I don't know. This seems like it's dangerous because I feel like they're going to weaponize the shit out of this.
Well, now, going back to a certain letter of the alphabet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you were saying, is Trump going to be the first arrest?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm like, I don't know if that's going to like trigger a mass population awakening a lot. You know what I mean? Like, is that, would that wake a lot of people up? I feel like a lot of people are already awake to that shit.
Who knows?
I just don't buy into that shit, man. It's like, you just say that, like, there's going to be one coming. And it's like, of course. Like, somebody in the realm of politics is going to get arrested at some point. You know what I mean? So who, it could be anything, anybody. It's just so vague that it's annoying to me. But
yeah,
that is what it is. Hey, man, do you want to talk about some ghost beds, though?
I sure do.
Heck yeah.
You know, ghosts love beds.
They
right?
do. Yes, they do.
And we love beds, too. We love Ghost Bed. They've been a loyal sponsor with the Drinking Bros over the past 5 years, and everybody raves about them.
Yeah.
They have super comfortable, super duper comfortable mattresses, okay? And they last forever, and they're made in the US of A.
Yeah.
God bless.
Every mattress has a 20-year warranty, some even 25. You can try it out for 101 nights. If you don't like it, you can send it right back. No hard feelings.
President Trump here, everybody. One of my favorite parts about Ghost Bed, now believe me, this is my favorite part. When I'm laying in bed with Melania, my beautiful wife Melania, that cooling technology, we get hot in bed, we get hot and sticky, and believe me, that cooling technology will cool us right off.
Oh my God. Ghost Beds, they offer bundles so you can get everything you need. You don't even really have to think about it. Just choose from their four mattresses, then pick your bundle. So whether you need a mattress and a frame or you want it all, like their cooling pillows and sheets, you get the best bang for your buck with Ghost Bed bundles.
Yes, get 40% off Ghost Bed bundles. You get a mattress and an adjustable base, or 30% off of everything else. Just use the code DRINKINBROS at ghostbed.com/DRINKINBROS.
Yeah, you get 30% off everything if you use the code DRINKINBROS at ghostbed.com/DRINKINBROS. Like Greg said, you can buy a mattress for as little as $35 a month. Zero down, 0% financing plans for up to 60 months. Go check out ghostbeds.com/DRINKINBROS.
Oh my God, what is that stench?
Crust.
Get that rusty, crusty default RV mattress out there. Okay, get yourself a beautiful RV mattress from Ghost Bed. 30% off. Use the code DRINKINBROS. Love it.
Yes, and I will say, I actually own a Ghost Bed, guys. It is fantastic. The cooling pillows and sheets are everything they describe them to be. They're very, very cool. And in Texas, it's nice having that cooling, cooling stuff, you know? That pillow is always cold, bro.
Yeah.
Always cold. But if I will say this, if you want to get on that mattress, you should also throw in some Luce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put something in your mouth before you get on that bed, okay?
I do.
Yes, lots of adults choose to use nicotine, but there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. But guess what? The right way is with Lucy's Breakers, everybody. If you're one of the millions of adults who use nicotine now, you know, okay, that not all products are the same. And there's one new product that stands above the rest, and that's Lucy's Breakers.
Yeah.
Did you know that they come in so many flavors, Dave? Mint, berry, citrus, mango, and even espresso.
Yeah, man. I chew nicotine every single day of my life, all day long. And when we got that sample of Lucy Breakers in the very beginning, I was hooked. It is amazing. The flavors are excellent. Great mouthfeel, long-lasting. And all those flavors you just said, normally I hate that stuff, man. But I got to tell you, they do a great job of making them not too, like, overwhelming. Because sometimes it's a little nasty, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Not these guys. They taste great. So whether you use nicotine while working, creating, or playing, Lucy Breakers are the intelligent choice for you.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get $10 off your first order when you use promo code PARDON at checkout. And shipping is always free. Yep. That's lucy.c.
Oh!
Promo code PARDON to receive $10 off and free shipping. Visit lucy.co for more details. And we thank Lucy for sponsoring the podcast.
Yeah, here's that fine print, guys. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. This product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, but I don't give a shit. It's great. So go try it out.
I don't give a shit.
I don't care at all. I think it's amazing, dude. Very
be responsible,
helpful.
You know, everything in what is it?
Moderation.
Yeah. I like how you said that.
Everything in modesty.
You had like a little Italian vibe to that. You know what I'm saying?
It's a moderation.
Oh, God.
Trump does get arrested tomorrow, if that actually does happen, just based on a quick search,
yeah,
he will be the second U.S. president to be arrested.
Oh, no.
Who was the first?
Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool.
He was arrested for speeding.
Because, on a horse?
On a horse. He liked to race horse and buggies.
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay.
So, and he just kept doing it.
What city was this in?
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life, dude. I got to be honest.
Yeah, while he was president, he would just go out and start and race people.
Fuck, they didn't have just tickets at the time?
I don't know. You'd think they'd make that an event and just sell shit out of it.
He was the first street racer.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Dude.
Yeah, man.
One horsepower. You know what I mean?
Whose birthday is it?
Baron Trump.
Oh, wow.
The fucking...
The time traveler.
The time traveler slash alien who's like, what, 7 foot tall? Yeah, I mean,
he was 7 foot like 2 years ago. What is he? Like, he's got to be 10 now.
He's probably like 6'5". I don't know. How tall is that guy really?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Look.
I feel like he's up
there. How tall is Baron Trump?
He doesn't look natural, though. It's not like a good 6 whatever it is. How tall is
he? Well, he's going through puberty, bro.
6'7", bro. Reportedly standing 6'7".
That was in 2022, yeah.
Yeah. So.
You think he's grown?
Maybe got another
inch. How old is he right now?
I don't 17.
17? He's probably done.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Because there's literally like, I mean, college kids that still grow and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like out of high school, like basketball players. If you're tall, like you can get a couple inches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could. That's weird, though. I don't know where that came from.
Oh, wait a second. Baron Trump's birthday, he will be 17, and his father will be 76. 1776.
Oh. What?
Oh, there it is. Wow.
Don't go there. Don't fucking go there, dude. Like, we're not doing the numbers game. I know you did. We don't have to go there. You started a trend, right?
Yes.
Was that on Twitter or something?
This year, both of
it
them.
It was on Twitter. I just saw it.
Okay.
And then there was also that same person was talking about JFK.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That is funny, though. 1776.
Sure, man. I want to break down. So we talked about the Trump stuff, and that's cool, man. I want to talk about this this new state law. Well, it's not new. It's actually very old, but it's a state law posing huge threats to New York jobs, dude. And this is actually, I find this very interesting because in a time where the economy is not the best, let's be real, it's not very good, and crime is peaking, you know what I'm saying, in a lot of places, there is a new law that they're concerned with that's actually been around for almost 100 years, man. And what's interesting about it is it could literally bankrupt businesses. And I actually think that this could be very damaging. They're trying to set some precedents for this going forward because they know that if people fall in order with this, it could be very, very troubling. So
wait, how is it a new law?
What it's talking about is your pay. Okay, in New York City, they have this law that came out in 1935. And it basically was, quote, to protect the employees of firms and individuals who would set up business, defer the payments of wages, and then disappear. So this
is just a New York law.
Yes. But let's be real. Like, New York's a big factor, right? Like, a lot of business, a lot of jobs. Yeah. If that shit collapses.
Real.
Yeah, it's not good. So here's what happened, right? New York stores and restaurants are struggling after the pandemic. Which obviously brought headache and inflation and crime is happening now. Mm-hmm. Okay, a state court's aggressive reinterpretation of a more than century-old law puts businesses on the hook for potentially billions of dollars in unexpected costs. If you have a job, you're probably getting paid every 2 weeks. That's the majority of places. Some pay every week. You know, there's some that pay weekly. Most are every 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
This law actually says that you need to be paid out weekly. For protection, like I just mentioned, where people back in the day were setting up these two-week payouts, and then they were, like, closing down. No one knows where they're at, and no one's getting paid that they should have been. So they made a weekly pay thing. Well, here's the problem, okay? In 2018, a construction worker named Irma Vega won a judgment against a New York firm, CM & Associates. A Bronx civil court found that CM, in paying her every other week, had violated the law. In 2019, an appeals court upheld the ruling. Here's the problem, though. So here's the thing. She was paid every 2 weeks. I don't know if it's he or she. I'm guessing he, construction. But he...
That's very sexist of you.
Yeah, it is a little bit. So he goes to court, and he says, I should have
been
paid...
like a flag holder. You know?
Yeah. He says, I should have been paid every single week, and you guys paid me every 2 weeks. They upheld it. Now, here's the problem. It's not that they didn't pay him what he was owed. They did. They just paid him every 2 weeks instead of one. The problem is the court found that Vega could recoup as damages a dollar value equal to 100% of the wages paid late. So here's the thing. So CM would have to pay an extra week's pay for all of its every other week paychecks as by paying every other week. had been late with one out of every 2 weeks of pay. They ended up having this huge payout. Huge payout. Now they're saying if people go in and do the same thing, all these businesses
going to bankrupt everyone.
Are going to have to pay literally 100% value to what they were missing, which could be...
Especially during COVID, you know what I mean? Like, you lock down everything, and now you have to owe all of your employees 100%. Bye-bye business.
So it does say that Vega had only worked at CM for a year, okay? The statute of limitations on this law is 6 years, okay? So go back 6 years. The definition of manual labor, which nobody had thought very much about before, applies to any worker earning less than $900 a week and who does physical labor interpreted as standing up more than 25% of the time. So that means that hundreds of thousands of employers statewide, from big chains to mom-and-pop shops, could face a massive liability of repaying half of their weekly payrolls for 6 years, billions of dollars. This would really fuck shit up, bro.
Well, yeah, and it's just like Dan Bongino the other day was like, get out of big cities, dude. Because if you're trying to start a business, good luck. You're going to be taxed out your ass. You're never going to be able to get ahead.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got the thought police after you. You got the indoctrination in your schools. It's not good.
Yeah, so the people were saying, like, quote, you know, this would kill my company, as small business owner had said. The law even applies to nonprofits, including nonprofits that employ homeless outreach and daycare workers under contracts with city government. Large companies with more than 1,000 in-state employees can apply for exemptions and pay workers every other week. So these exemptions confirm the intent of the 19th century law to prevent fraud from companies and such, but large companies that didn't apply for the exemption can't get one retrospectively. Plus, the exemption gives the chains an advantage over small businesses, which are not allowed to get the exemption. Right.
So large companies that have more than a thousand in-state employees can apply for an exemption.
Yes, they can. But smaller businesses can't.
Larger companies that didn't apply cannot get one retroactively. Plus, the exemption gives the chains an advantage over the small business.
Yep.
Of course it does.
Yeah. And it says, for now, though, State Senator Kevin Thomas, which is my brother's name, fucking weird, of Nassau County, has introduced a bill capping fines at $3,000, which has gone nowhere with no assembly counterpart. The governor hasn't said a word about this. It says fixing the mess could be easy, should be easy. It hurts no one except trial lawyers who have found a lucrative new business. And that is
But now let me ask you this. Like, what are they getting paid for? Because they eventually got paid. They just got paid every 2 weeks.
Well, it's not that they're getting paid for. It's damages because it's basically late fees.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the problem. It's not the fact that you could... they could come out and just say, you could file a lawsuit and you could say, like, hey, like, I should be getting paid every week and I'm not getting paid every week. And then the business will have to start paying every single week. That's one thing, sure. But it's the damages that's the problem. And that's the stuff that, you know how this goes, man. And working in Portland and working with all small businesses that I was doing in Portland, I know that, like, having even $3,000 awards going out to all these employees, and that's over 6 years, bro. You know how many restaurants have just in and out employees that are there for 6 months, a year, back and forth and back and forth, multiple employees like that at a time where they're already just strapped and food costs are extremely high. This would be devastating for those businesses they even make it through.
If everyone takes it, were to take advantage of this, that bankrupts New York City.
Yeah.
So they're thinking that because this construction worker kind of got his pay. Or his or her pay, whoever knows. Irma Vega, what are you?
It's a dude, I'm sure.
So because this sets precedence, then everybody's worried, okay, well, now all of these employees are going to go and request for punitive damages.
Yes, he won. He won in court. And then, again, the appeal that he had or that they had for it was upheld.
Yeah.
So
it's setting the precedent that, you can go get some money.
Yeah, now everyone that had a somewhat physical job where they stood and only got paid every other week now has the opportunity to go get damages on them for being paid late.
And like, here's the
but
deal.
That is, how
up
many
to
100%.
What's
how
up?
How many businesses actually did not pay out weekly?
Oh,
they were
a lot.
To?
Dude.
The standard is 2 weeks, bro.
Okay. But in New York, I don't know. I don't know if everybody's like, we all know around here you got to pay every week or else...
Dude, I don't know.
This law came out in 1930-something, and it's never been implemented. Like, it was never the norm. You know what I'm saying? It was literally, like, some obscure thing that was put in as a protection. That was
The weekly pay provision goes back to 1890.
There you go. But 1935 was the I think something about the first kind of.
It was amended.
Sure. I don't know.
To protect the employees who set up businesses.
Yeah.
So I think the amendment allows for the exemption, right? Maybe the exemption process if you have more than 1,000 employees and all that shit.
That's not really the point. The point is if I had to just guess without having statistics in front of me, I'm guessing that a vast majority of people are paid every 2 weeks. Like, I mean, I've worked multiple jobs. I know you've worked multiple. Some will pay you weekly, but most pay you every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so if you're just a restaurant.
How about, like, New York listeners out there, if you're watching the show or whatever, leave a comment.
Yeah.
Leave a comment in this video. Leave a comment on Podbean or something.
Yeah. Do you or how many people do you know are getting paid every other week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way. It's when you see people are going to be opportunistic on it, really. Like, that's another debate. It's like. Should you be able to, like, I mean, if this guy won and got money out of it, like, why wouldn't you? You know, at the same time, like, there's, you know, there's ramifications for it, bro. Like, when we had COVID and people were, you know, and to be fair, that was the government being dumb and shutting everything down. But they were sending out checks and shit, right? This taxpayer dollars, right? Mm-hmm. You got all this money coming in. You get a check or you get these credits or whatever the hell it is. Some get fucking debit cards. It's like, yeah, you could take it. But you're also, you know, it's costing you at the end of the day.
Joe Biden will bail out New York City.
Oh, really? You think so?
Oh, God.
He'll just print more money.
That's going to save his presidency.
Well, think about it. Like, okay, so they're trying to cap it at 3, but that hasn't gone anywhere, okay? No one said anything about it. They're not going forward. The problem is even $3,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, just if every business, let's say the majority of businesses, restaurants, little mom and pop shops and shit, had to pay $3,000 for every employee.
Yeah,
that decided they were going to file
the
suit.
The past 6 years.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's a lot of fucking money.
That's a lot of money, bro. I mean, at worst case, like, I don't know that they have a lot in the account. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if a lot of these people, they're literally going paycheck to paycheck. Most of the restaurants that I dealt with were only a week or two out of, like, really being in trouble. I mean, and that's kind of sometimes the way it works. Obviously, big restaurants that are popular, no big deal. But you're talking about food carts, these really great shops. You know, huge hits like this are devastating. And a lot of places will just close down, file bankruptcy, and maybe start something down the road again. But can we move? But can we do that? You know, can we afford to have that happen? Because you're talking about tens of thousands of jobs, man. I mean, literally.
Well, I mean, red states are going to take all those people in. I mean, you're going to have a lot of great food in red states. You're going to have a lot of new immigration because I think you're going to have a flood of people moving out of blue states for sure. We've already been seeing that.
Yeah, but I mean, to what extent, though? I mean, like, everybody, you know, you have the option to move, but sometimes it's not that easy. You know, it's not as easy to, like, close your business down and just go start something up in a neighboring state. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So the point is like, if something did
but
happen.
If you have no choice, if, like, you're bankrupt and you close your business because of this law, then, yeah, you're going to move from, you know, New York.
Or you
New
just
York
don't
City.
Do it anymore. You know, and that's the other thing is, like, you just stop. You just shut down the business and you go work a fucking 9-to-5, dude. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you get that paycheck down the road. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like.
I imagine that probably wouldn't happen again.
No, I don't know.
If people start taking advantage of this and this costs people billions of dollars.
Yeah.
They're going to make fucking sure that this mistake doesn't happen again.
But it is just weird that you have this law. I mean, it's been around for over a century. And then it's like now all of a sudden it's being kind of scrutinized and being plucked at and just saying like, hey, worker, go sue your company.
Or
it's
no,
like,
he found
it. Just shows you.
Maybe he found that? It. Maybe he. I mean, that's the thing is like these laws do exist. And
that's my, exactly where I was going is like it just shows you the pain in the ass of what it is to like actually have your own business. In each state, because each state, it has their own freaking rules and laws and shit. Like, what if you own multiple branches of, like, a restaurant?
Yeah.
And you now have one in New York City, and you're like, oh, shit. They have this rule where I have to pay weekly? And it's, like, so much to keep track of.
Yeah, also.
Like, all these rules and regulations.
I agree with you on that. And to further that more, I would just say, why do we have laws that are 120 years old? You know what I'm saying? That are still floating in the nethers of just non-existence, and yet they're still there. You know, there's like state laws where you can't fucking dance. You know what I'm saying? Past a certain time. There's, yeah. You know, like, oh, yeah. Why is jaywalking a fucking thing? Dude.
Yeah, there's
bro?
Just weird shit on the books.
It's yeah. ridiculous. But my thing
like,
is,
you
just
can't
like,
stick your head out the window while you're driving in some states or no. something. You know?
No, this, I mean, this law
can't
is
can't sing
like,
in the shower. I seen that one a while back, too.
We're talking yeah. about this shit was like in the slave days, bro. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, this is way back, bro. Like, way, way back. Like, should there be something that, like, these laws
revisits.
Can
revisits.
Yeah, yeah, you like, can only have these laws in the revisit. Books for 50 years, and then it has to be re, you know, like voted on again. You know what I'm saying? Like, or something to that nature.
Yeah, or even like a law term limit or something.
Well, no, there should just be like a periodic review. That's what they call it. It's a periodic yeah. review of all these different laws, and they should section them off so that way you don't have this gigantic list.
Yeah.
Within like a you know 6 month time frame, but just. Have a group of laws and be like, hey, guys, yeah. okay, this month we're going to go over X, Y, and Z that were implemented in 1890. Oh, boy. You
well,
know?
Just, I mean, I just think like 50 years, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, laws are for 50 years, and then they just come off the books after 50. And you and Congress or whoever can revisit it, right? They know that this important, because, like, obviously the big laws, the really, like, important things that we need to function, like, those would obviously
like the Constitution.
Come up. Well, I mean, yeah, sure. I don't know about the Constitution, bro. I mean,
you're talking state laws.
Yeah,
like state
yes, I'm talking about like, yeah, state laws would be, I guess, more appropriate, for sure, because that's where it is. Like Chris
yeah,
is looking it up right
law.
Now.
Like here's one in Mississippi. It was actually pretty recent, enacted in 2013. Or you can't have two kids out of wedlock.
Oh,
but who
go,
fucking
dude.
Follows that
See?
Mississippi, bro?
There's one in North Carolina that says you can't come to a meeting in a costume. That was
1953. Okay.
You can't eavesdrop
well, that's,
in Oklahoma since
shit,
1910.
That's the Karen law, bro, right there.
Yeah.
Did you say mac and cheese? Oh, sorry. I wasn't eavesdropping. I just overheard it. No. Don't take me
Ooh.
Away.
Oh, in
Great.
Oregon.
Yamhill, Oregon, Greg.
Yamhill, Oregon, 1867. You can't be an astrologer.
Oh,
what?
Yeah,
they don't believe in the stars.
Yeah, man. So is a chick with tarot cards, man. No bueno. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In Virginia, you can't kill anything on Sundays besides raccoons.
Like, do we? I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. Do we need this shit? See, that was 1950.
Dude,
that's,
yeah.
Oh, where's this?
Oh,
one?
That's a good one, dude.
In Washington, Skamania County, 1969, yep. You can't kill Bigfoot.
Yep, can't do it.
Oh no.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Well, what if he kills me?
Well,
can't
see,
kill him.
If we had the 50-year rule, right? If we had the 50-year rule, we could have
maybe
a couple
that,
years.
That's
back,
why there's no proof.
Shooting.
They're yeah. legally not allowed to get him.
Oh, dude, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Man.
That's why we've never seen Bigfoot. There's never
yep.
been a body because
Greg, that's
it's
you,
illegal.
Man. You've been debunked.
Okay.
The reason that you
that's
haven't caught
Washington,
him is
what about Idaho? What about the Bigfoot in Idaho?
I'm not sure.
You can kill him there.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I mean, the laws are. You can't steal crawfish. I mean, you can't dance. Yeah. You can't swear in public. Like, this horse shit. Everybody swears in public in Maryland. You know what I mean? Oh,
you can't eat fried chicken with a fork and a knife.
That is, that's some racist shit.
Yeah,
right
that's freaking blasphemy, dude. Who
God,
does that shit?
Dang. I'm just
dude,
saying, at what point?
I'm going to have to jump off here
okay.
in 1 minute. So
okay, we're wrapping up anyway. So my point is, guys, these rules can come back to bite you in the ass. You know what I'm saying? And
oh, for sure.
At minimum, the senator needs to look at this and figure out, like, could this be a problem? And I would argue that, yes, once the word gets out that you can get thousands of dollars, right, back for
oh,
nothing,
yeah,
you're going through that process, and most people will.
Yep.
So maybe take a look at it, maybe put a cap on it, or maybe just
business
say, like, damages.
In trouble.
Yeah, damages, I would argue it's not damages, man, but that's just me. You know, you got paid.
Yeah, you got your freaking pay, bro.
You could just you make it, pay. If you're going to keep it, say every business has to pay every week. That's it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Greg, pleasure
yes,
talking with you, man. We'll see
right,
about Jill. What happens with Trump, dude. Hopefully not, because we're supposed to go see him in Waco Saturday.
Yeah,
so
we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not going to be
tomorrow might be an exciting day.
Yeah. Greg, pleasure. Chris, pleasure as always,
yeah,
guys.
Cheers,
go
guys.
Check out
right,
Patreon,
PardonMyAmerican.com.
Cheers.
Later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.